You guys are chanting so nicely.
Yeah,
I'm extremely proud of you all. I would have you all sit with any Brahmin pundits. I'm sure you can chant much better than they can.
You know, Swami, is on that subject, I was thinking of the pronunciation of the two different SH sounds.
Yes.
Is the one with the cling over, is that the sh?
Yes, with your teeth in the tongue in the teeth.
Yeah,
shut. Shut.
And the other one is shut.
Shut. With your tongue in the top of the palate.
So, with the down underneath is shut.
Shut.
That's shut.
No, shut.
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 And then the other one is
shut. 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 Yeah, shut.
No, the S sound.
Shut.
No,
with the slash on the top?
Yes.
Is shut.
And then what's the no sound?
With no, it's just a plain S.
Sir.
Sir.
Sir, sir, and sure.
Yes. Good.
Did he teach the best one?
Yes. Yes.
Really?
Sir. Sha.
In your mouth.
Sha. You can move your tongue in the weirdest places, and that's called Sanskrit.
You can put it all the way back in your throat. Put it on the top of your palate and put it in your teeth and stick it all the way out. Those are part of the Sanskrit.
And that's how we teach Sanskrit. The gutturals, the palate, the labials, the palatals, the... I forgot them all. Om Sang Saraswati Namaha. The respected Supreme Divinity said, again, listen to my supreme words, O one of mighty arms, Arjuna, which I speak to you because of my love and desire for your welfare. My beginning is not known by the multitude of gods, nor by the great sages, for I am before all gods and all great sages. Who knows me as without birth? Without beginning, the great supreme of all worlds. He is without foolishness among mortals, and all his sins have been expunged. Intelligence, wisdom, freedom from ignorance, forgiveness, truth, self-control, and peace. Pleasure, pain, generation, dissolution, fear, and freedom from fear. Causing harm to no one. Equanimity, satisfaction, austerities, giving, welfare, and notoriety. From me alone, these different attitudes arise. Notoriety, we could substitute fame. The seven great sages of ancient times, as also the four Manus, arose from the mind of my existence, and from them all the beings born in all the worlds. A Manu is a manifestation of the predominant character which prevails during an age. The four Manus referred to are Swaruchish, self-illuminating, Swayambhu, self-generating, Raivata, prosperity, and Uttam, most excellent. No, Swayambhu is there is a Swayambhu lingam, which is a lingam which is born of its own self. It comes out by itself. That's Swayambhu lingam. Now, the Swayambhu Manu is he who makes himself into a Manu. He who generates his own attitude of mind all the time is not dependent on anyone else to create an attitude of mind for him. Who knows the principles of these manifestations of union with me becomes immovable from union without a doubt. I am before the being of all. From me all has issued forth. The wise who worship me with this understanding remain always in the same attitude. Their consciousness is absorbed in me. Their life force moves in me. They know the higher than the highest. Always they speak of me. They are satisfied and filled with delight. I give union with intelligence to those who are always united in worship with full love, by means of which they find the attainment of me. It is only because of my compassion for them that I destroy the darkness born of ignorance situated within the attitudes of the soul by means of the luminous light of wisdom. Clarity of Pure Devotion said, you are the supreme divinity, the supreme place, the supreme purity. You are the eternal, perfect consciousness, divinity, first among gods, unborn and omnipresent. All the seers have spoken of you, also the seers among the gods, Narad, Asit, Devala, and Bidbyas. And even you yourselves say this to me. I regard all you are saying to me as the imperishable truth, embodiment of the functions of creation, preservation, and transformation, Krishna. For neither the forces of divinity nor the forces of duality know you in your supreme manifestation. Only your soul knows your own soul, excellent, perfect consciousness. The attitude of all being, the Lord of all beings, God of gods, Lord of the perceivable universe. You should tell completely of the divine manifestations of your soul, by which manifestations these worlds exist, pervaded by you. Tell me this knowledge, O man of union, so that I can always think of you. In which various attitudes are you to be thought of by me, O Supreme Divinity? Again, tell the details of the manifestations of the soul in union, who is worshipped by the people, Krishna, for I am not yet satiated from listening to the nectar of your words. The respected Supreme Divinity said, now, I shall tell you of the predominant manifestations of my soul, O best of those who act, Arjuna. There is no end to the details of me. I am the soul which resides within all beings. Who has conquered sleep, Arjuna? I am before, in the middle, and also at the end of all beings. Among the children of non-duality, I am Vishnu, he who pervades the universe. Among lights, I am the radiant sun. Among the shining ones, I am a particle of light. And among the stars, I am the moon. Among the Vedas, I am the wisdom of song. Among the gods, I am the one who controls, Indra. Among the organs and senses, I am the mind. And among all beings, I am consciousness. Among the relievers of suffering, I am the cause of peace. Among those who long for material things, I am the Lord of wealth. Among the shining gods, I am fire. And among all summits, I am Mount Meru. Among gurus, know me to be the chief, Brihaspati. Among leaders of armies, I am Skanda, the son of Shiva. Among bodies of water, I am the ocean. Among great sages, I am Bhrigu. Among speech, I am the one letter, Om. Among sacrifices, I am the sacrifice of continuous repetition. And among the immovable, I am the Himalayas. Among all trees, I am the holy fig tree. And among divine sages, I am Narad. Among celestial musicians, I am Chittarath, the guru of all musicians. And among those who have attained perfection, I am Kapil, the wise. Among heroes, or among horses who know me as Uchisravas. Among horses, know me as Uchisravas, the horse of wisdom who was born from the nectar. Remember in chapter 5 in Chandi, when Shumba had stolen Uchisravas, the horse of nectar, from the gods. They surrendered the wisdom, the horse of wisdom. They surrendered to self-conceit. Among elephants, I am the king of elephants, Airavat. And among men, I am the king. Among vital energies, I am the thunderbolt. Among cows, the one who satiates desires. Among those who beget offspring, I am the god of love. And among snakes, I am Washuki, the Lord. Among cobras, I am Anantha. And among beings of the water, I am Varuna. Among ancestors, I am one purified by knowledge. And among all those who control, I am Yam, the Lord of death. Among the beings of duality, I am Prahlad, the pure devotee. Among those who count, I am time. Among deer, I am the Lord of deer. Among birds, I am Vainate, a name of Guru. Guru. Yes, it's Guru. Put your tongue in the top of your tongue. Among those who purify, I am the wind. Among those who hold weapons, I am Ram. Among fish, I am Makara, the shark. And among those that flow, I am Janavi, the Ganges. Among created beings, I am the beginning, the middle, and the end. Clarity of pure devotion. Among knowledge, knowledge of the soul. Amongst expressions, speech. Among letters, I am the letter A. And in the competition for extreme brevity, I am even imperishable time. Among those who support, I am the mouth of the universe. Among all those who take away, I am death. And among all those who generate, I am the future. Among women, I am fame, respect, vibrations, recollection, loving intellect, constancy, forgiveness. Among songs, I am the great song of the Vedas. Among meters, I am Gayatri, 24 syllables to the verse. Among months, I am November, and among seasons, I am spring. I am the fraud of the deceitful. I am the light of those who are luminous. I am the victory of those who produce effort, and I am the truth of the truthful. Among the Vrishnis, I am Vasudev. And among the sons of he who is without prejudice, I am the conqueror of wealth, Arjuna. Among the wise, I am Vedavyas. And among inspired poets, I am Ushana, a name of Sukracharya. Among those who maintain control, I am punishment. Among those who desire victory, I am diplomacy. Among the secret, I am silence. Among the wise, I am wisdom. Whatever be the seed of all beings' clarity of pure devotion, whether moving or unmoving, there is no being which may exist without me. There is no end to the manifestations of my divinity, Supreme Light Arjuna. Thus has been spoken this brief explanation of the details of my manifestations. Whatever manifestation of truth, whether respect or propriety or other, know that to have emanated from a small portion of my light. But why should all this be known, clarity of pure devotion? I exist supporting all this perceivable universe by only one small part of myself. Oh.
Oh.
So here in chapter 10, he's given a description of some of those renowned manifestations of his being. Among saints, he is Shrima.
You said that?
It said, look here, I wrote this book. I know what's said. It's on page 152. Among saints, he is Shrima. Do you have any questions about what he is not?
Yeah, I have a question about the whole company. He's also all the others, right? All
of it.
But he lists the best ones.
Yep.
So
because
what's that all about?
Well, Arjuna asked him, what are the best places for me to remember you in? So he tells him, what are the best places for me to, you tell me of the divine manifestations of your soul. He didn't tell me all the junk. Mm-hmm. So that's what Krishna told him.
He said, I'm the fraud of the deceitful.
Yes, he did. He's everything. He is the most. Yes, please. Absolutely.
Isn't there just one Krishna?
The Supreme Personality of Godhead. If you like. And all the rest are demigods. Yeah. All of them.
I'm sorry, Swami. There was one definition of Krishna which I heard some Sanskrit teacher say, which was to pull towards. Now, have you ever heard it mentioned that way?
No, I have not.
Because I know black, literal translations would be black. Would it
black is one literal translation.
Yeah.
Kri, to do.
Uh-huh.
Who does.
Yes.
We in the introduction we gave a lot of different possibilities on pages 3 and 4,
yeah.
Or mostly on page 4.
Yeah.
So I've never heard the definition of to pull.
Yeah, pull towards. Somebody said that once. Okay.
Why is he November?
Oh, it's the beautiful. It's the beautiful month, the most beautiful of all the months. The heat of the summer is gone. The cold of the winter has not yet come. Everything is blooming and blossoming and waiting for Bhadra is, no, Markshish. Markshish is just after the harvest. All the work is done. It's just a beautiful month. Nice temperature.
Yes.
Well,
she know my soul better than I do?
She is your own soul.
I don't know that.
Then
that's
only.
What I'm saying. In the best case scenario, I really don't. I mean, I don't know my own soul yet.
In the best case scenario, she knows your soul, and only she can know it. And to the extent that you become her, you know your own soul. Okay, Arjuna is talking to Krishna in this verse. And Arjuna is saying, you are so vast that no one could possibly know you. No one could possibly know you. Only you are capable of knowing yourself. Yes. Uh-huh. Right. Om Sang Saraswati Namaha. Thank you.
Nothing to talk about.
No, I told you it would get increasingly easier as we get towards the back of the book. Everybody has understood who this Krishna fella is.
It was kind of an easy chapter.
Yes.
There's not much discussion. It's just,
right.
Elaboration on himself.
Yeah. The next chapter, we're going to get Arjun elaborating on the forms of Krishna.
Arjuna did say that.
But he said amongst the children who are without prejudice.
Yeah.
Om Sang Saraswati Namaha. Thank you very much. I define them all, Mother. Yes. Yeah, in the English.
Yeah,
No, no, in the verses. And then I made a glossary at the back. There's a dictionary in the back of the book, Mom. So it says Rudra on page 248. Yeah? See? And I gave a definition for all the names. The Adityas on 247 at the top of the page, Aditya. Next page back. The book, you'll find a cast of characters on page 247. And what I tried to do was to show how I took all the proper names and broke them down and what they're called in English. So that you have a list of all the Sanskrit usages. Who is calling what to whom? Except in the ones that come in the text, like the names of Krishna or Arjuna, you'll see after their name in the I put who it belongs to.
Jai Krishna.
Jai Shri Ma.
Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Radhe Govinda.
Yeah, well, that's because you were singing. That's why you wrote that song today. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
With your inspiration.
Oh.
Gita. Now if you guys see Mahabharata, you'll get more. There's a TV. We have Mahabharata. It is English subtitle.
We do have Mahabharata with English
subtitle. Yeah, it's English subtitle.
But it'll take you a couple of months. You know, it's quite an epic.
How many?
Find Krishna in the Vedas.
No.
Krishna is a modern deity, a modern incarnation. But the dramatization of it, as it comes across, is written in a modern Hindi to appeal to a broad range of people. And the Ramayana was written in a very, very juice, lots of devotion. I'm going to write it in Abhadi or Mithili, in the local language, because a lot of our people just don't understand Sanskrit. So he sat down and started writing this epic poem. Yeah, and there are great stories about Tulsidas. And he got so into the bhava. Well, now, Valmiki's Ramayana told about Rama, who was the ideal son of the ideal king. And Rama became the king, and he did his tapasya and played his leela and was so divine he became God. And Tulsidas told the story of God coming down in answer to the prayers of Manu, stood on one toe for 10,000 years praying for Vishnu to come down and take birth as an avatar. And then Ram came as the avatar. So Valmiki's story is about how, through tapasya, human being became divine. And Tulsidas' story is about how the divine descended to be amongst us. And then there's the Advaitmic Ramayana, which was when Ram went to Vashishtha Muni's ashram. They talked about Vedanta and the wisdom of non-duality. They talked about tapasya. And those were great dialogues. So that got included into this depiction of the Ramayana. And then, of course, Kritidas wrote the Ramayana after Tulsidas. Kritidas wrote the Ramayana in Bengali. And there were many, many other versions of the Ramayana that spread all over India in their local languages. And, of course, each poet who retold the story in their own language, in their own words, in their own poetry, they changed the story a little bit. And then later years, the poets came and sang it for the kings, and the kings said, gee, that was great. Why don't you put something in there about my family, too? And so it expanded. And so, you know, what the true Ramayana is, each of us has to realize for ourselves. But that's the evolution of the Ramayana, which is really quite marvelous.
When you say the Bhagavad Gita, did you study other languages?
No, no, not this Bhagavad Gita.
Did you do the movie?
I'm talking about the movie.
Okay, I was asking about it.
No. The Mahabharata was written all in Sanskrit.
Oh, okay, that's right.
Yeah. The Ramayana was written in Avadi, but when they made the movie of it, they did it in very formal, Sanskritized Hindi. And when they made the movie of the Ramayana, or the Mahabharata, then they made it in very colloquial, modern Hindi. So that was the difference. Ved Vyas. Well, there are different types of poems. There are different type of epics. See, Valmiki's Ramayana is just this magnificent depiction of how a man can become God. And Vedavyasa's Mahabharata is the story of the genealogies of a family. And Amos begat Andy, and Andy begat, all the begats. And who was there? And then the war, and the battle, and the story of not only the birth and rise of the dynasty, but the death of it. All that is included in the Mahabharata. And then when in the mouths of the characters, they made it a compendium of the old traditions. So you have Bhishma was shot by arrows, and just as he's about to die, the sun moved into the southern hemisphere. He said, I don't want to leave my body in the sun when the sun is in the southern hemisphere. I have the boon of Ichamrityu, which means I can choose the time of my leaving. Stop the war. And everybody on both sides of both opposing armies come here every night. We'll have satsang. I'm laying on my deathbed with shot full of arrows, and for 6 months he discoursed on the nature of Dharma. And he told the rules of the caste and the rules of the priests and how you do the puja and what the laws are. And he went on for 6 months. And when the 6 months was over, the sun came back into the northern hemisphere. He said, okay, now it's time for me to die. You guys can start fighting again. You've had all this discourse. You have a compendium of all the laws and all the spiritual rules and all the sadhana that you're supposed to do. So now I'm leaving. And he left his body. So all of that came into the Mahabharata, became this humongous anthology of all the traditions and all the heritage of the people, the history, the culture, the art, the kings, the laws, the social customs, the religious customs, even many of the pujas, they were all included into the Mahabharata. So it's a different kind of poem. Now, when Rama went off into the forest for 14 years, he went to visit all these sages. Really, I'm sure you've seen many parts of that. And everywhere he went, he talked about the philosophy of union and how you come into communion. So Ramayana contains more of a compendium of darshan and more spirituality. They don't go into the physical laws and the practical stuff that a king's supposed to do and how do you, you know, manipulate the outward appearances of life. That's not the subject in the Ramayana, whereas it's one of the subjects included in the Mahabharata. So Ramayana has a totally different flavor. Now, if you're philosophically inclined. Om Sam Saraswati Namaste.